Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Pei Zayin Masechtas Yuma. Some of the topics we will learn about. The Gemara will continue discussing the topic of tshuva, especially as it relates to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and will relate several stories to highlight these points. The Gemara will also discuss the concept of vidui, confession on Yom Kippur, and will explain when it is performed and what tefillahs constitute the vidui on Yom Kippur. Some of the key topics and concepts that we will learn about include Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, a person's interaction with his fellow man. The Mishnah and Gemara both teach that if someone wronged his friend in any way, he must ask forgiveness from this person before Yom Kippur. Otherwise, Yom Kippur will not affect forgiveness for the person who did the offending. Vidui. A key part of the tshuva process is to admit and confess the sins that we have performed. The Chacham instituted a nusach for the vidui which we recite on Yom Kippur. Mamodis were the 24 groups of Yisraelim who on a rotating basis would gather every week in the shuls of each city to daven for the acceptance of the karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. While the Kohanim performed the Avodah and the Levim, the Shir, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Israelim spent the week in special Avodahs of Torah and Tefillah, fasting, reading special portions from the Torah, and reciting special Tefillahs, specifically for the success of all the karbonis that were brought that week in the Beis HaMikdash.